I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. A new dual-language public charter school is projected to open in Las Cruces next year. Emily Guerra has more.
Raíces del Saber, Roots of Knowing, Xinachli Community School coordinator and educator Carlos Aceves says they plan to integrate Mesoamerican indigenous knowledge as part of the curriculum.
We want a school where both languages are valued, where culture is seen as something alive and part of today, not just part of yesterday. And our approach to biliteracy, it's called the 90-10 model, where we begin with the majority of instruction in Spanish and then increase steadily over time until the students become biliteral. Literate. And that's one of the main differences of our school, is that we want an authentic approach to bilingual education.
Raíces will have a special family event on Saturday, May 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Lynn Middle School, 950 South Walnut. You can listen to the entire interview with Carlos Aceves on Fronteras this Saturday at 5 p.m. on KRWG-FM, Facebook, and KRWG.org. Just click on Puentes at our news link. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.
New information is raising questions about the handling of a sexual harassment case in the Doñana County Sheriff's Department. Here's commentator Peter Goodman.
Last October 25th, a woman told three DASO deputies that then Undersheriff Ken Roberts constantly texted her, even on weekends, with very personal messages. At work, he acted possessive, steering her into meetings with his hand on the small of her back and getting angry if she chatted with someone else. She thought he was trying to give the impression they were having an affair. Crying and shaking, she said she feared not responding to his weekend texts because he'd load her up with extra work on Monday morning. Another victim said Roberts entered her office, closed her door, spun her chair around, and sat on her lap, uninvited, grinding his butt into her. That's a crime, battery, maybe also false imprisonment. As required, the deputies reported these complaints to HR. They also told Sheriff Enrique Kiki Vigil and recorded that discussion. On that recording, Vigil's reaction is sad. He cross-examines the deputies about how three of them happened to meet with the victim, poking at their story for some way out. "Why three of you?" he asks. "I think that's strange." He scoffs at the complaints. "Come on, you get angry. You right away take action." The woman had immediately told her lieutenant, who told her to document things. Later, Vigil repeats, "These are serious allegations," and says the victims should take lie detector tests on why they didn't complain immediately. Anything to evade the truth, although several other women also complained. Apparently, Vigil hasn't heard anything women have been saying about sexual harassment this year. Roberts was her boss. The whole county knew that Vigil thought Roberts could do no wrong. Roberts is a white male with a gun. He embarrassed her in the office and loaded her down with extra work when she didn't respond adequately to his off-duty texts. "You get angry. You right away take action," Mr. Vigil proclaims. Well, sometimes folks can't, or feel they can't, because of an unreceptive or vindictive boss. Eventually, Vigil says that there's an independent investigation in progress. He adds, "I'll tell you what, these are serious allegations. If they're unfounded, these folks are going to pay for it." He says twice that he'd, quote, "have no problem axing them both," end quote. False and malicious allegations would warrant punishment, but there were already strong hints that these were true. Vigil's reaction helps explain why the unidentified deputies felt the need to tape their conversation with him. Amazingly, Vigil calls Roberts' alleged conduct criminal to explain why he'd have no problem axing both women if they're wrong, but then when the investigation sustained those charges, Vigil gave Roberts a light slap on the wrist for criminal conduct against a county employee on county property. There was a storm of outrage, and Roberts was gone. The victim's fears, the deputy's fears, Vigil's reaction, and his tolerance of Roberts' misconduct all symptomize an ailing department that needs new leadership.
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.